Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Every Friday at this time, we have our regular feature Ideas Matter checking in with the public humanities. Today, we check in with the Vermont Humanities Council and a speaker in their First Wednesday's lecture series, Dr. Edward Tick, director of the Soldier's Heart Clinic, who will be talking about the human face of war, combat, healing, and the humanities on Wednesday, April 1st at 7 o'clock at the Goodrich Memorial Library in Newport, Vermont. Dr. Tick, of course, is a good friend to this program, but on many times he explores the inner world of combat, the universal dimensions of veterans' wounding, and a philosophy of healing combat's consequences, recognizing that while war most directly affects veterans, it does wound us all. Dr. Edward Tick joins us now, along with Sylvia Plum, Director of Communications for Vermont Humanities. Sylvia and Ed, thank you very much for being with us.
Oh, you're very welcome, and thank you again for covering our important topic.
Very nice to have you with us. So, Sylvia, let us begin with you of what brought you to wanting to explore this topic and to have this program.
Well, the humanities are about what makes us human, looking at that and reflecting on that and asking questions about what it means to be human. And what could be more human than looking into the human face of combat? And at what happens to our soldiers after war and how the humanities can be used to help soldiers heal or help those at home better understand our soldiers' experiences. So it seemed like a natural topic to include in our First Wednesday's lecture series.
When it comes to this lecture series, just give us a recap, a reminder of what the series is all about.
Well, First Wednesdays happens in 9 communities around the state on the first Wednesday of every month from October through May. And it's a very eclectic series. In addition to this talk, which is happening in Newport on April 1st, all the talks are happening on April 1st except for one, which is April 22nd in Rutland, at 7 o'clock p.m., and most of them happen in libraries. We have a retired NSA executive talking about the National Security Agency and the legacy of Edward Snowden, the Medici Grand Dukes, Thoreau, Julia Alvarez, Frank Lloyd Wright, Vermont War Memorials from the Civil War, and from the Revolution 9/11. So it's a very eclectic, very popular series. And people can find it on our website at vermonthumanities.org.
Vermonthumanities.org, vermonthumanities.org. Again, Dr. Edward Tick will be giving his lecture, The Human Face of War, Combat, Healing, and the Humanities, on Wednesday, April 1st at 7 o'clock at the Goodrich Memorial Library in Newport, Vermont. Ed, tell us a little bit about what you'll be talking about and putting this into a context.
Sure. Thank you, Joe. Well, as Sylvia indicated, the humanities help us understand and strengthen and intensify our own humanity. And the humanities have been used to help our human species cope with war and express the pain, the sorrow, the grief, the anger, the despair, the hope, all of the positive and negative emotions, ideals, and experiences of war for as long as it's recorded history. So our very first poetry is war poetry, the Epic of Gilgamesh, which dates to about 2700 BC, is a war epic. And soldiers, warriors have been using the arts to help sustain themselves, to help tell their truths about war for all these 5,000 years and more. And we just had an example of it on Garrison Keillor's program just a few minutes ago when he read Lewis Simpson's World War II battle poem. So the humanities reveal our humanness. A long time ago, Aeschylus, the first Greek tragedy writer who was a combat veteran, said, "The first casualty of war is truth." And that was true then. It's been true ever since. It's very hard for people to talk about war, to confront its pain and struggles. Our warriors and their families tend to carry it alone. And programs like this that the Vermont Humanities Council is giving and gatherings in the community of all of us, all citizens, veterans and non-veterans alike, to explore the human dimensions of military service and combat couldn't be more important, so that all of us can understand what we ask all warriors and their families to go through, the consequences and blessings and burdens of service to them and to all of us and to our country.
So talk a little bit about what goes into a conversation when all of those various interests are present, because you're not just talking about the veteran, you're talking about the community that is the community at large, the world that is not only welcoming that veteran back, but is also dealing with the issues that the veteran is dealing with.
Yes. Well, again, if we look at the larger macrocosmic dimensions of war, history, politics, economics, ideological conflicts, we lose the human dimension. Any of us can get lost in that. It's very challenging for people to sit face to face with each other, veteran and civilian, family member who has sustained terrible loss and struggle, and other families who have not sacrificed. It's very hard for people to sit together and really open their minds and their hearts and understand what our military people and their families go through. And so we need as many public gatherings like this as possible. We all know about post-traumatic stress disorder today that gets a lot of press, and that's good. But I don't know that, and everybody knows that the suicide rate is astronomical right now. 22 veterans a day are committing suicide. But all of the other suffering, all of our social ills are in epidemic proportions among the veterans and their families. Substance abuse, divorce, child neglect and abuse, homelessness, unemployment, everything that our society suffers is suffered two or three times those numbers among our veterans. And most people are not serving now, unlike World War II and the Vietnam era when we had the draft and very many people served. And so only a few people are carrying heavier and heavier burdens and are being deployed more and more often, while the general public can get by saying these wars don't affect me. But in fact, they affect us all in hurting our neighbors, in these social problems we have as a result, in our financial crisis, and in it's doing harm to our democracy, because it's no longer a citizen army that we have. It's only a few people serving over and over again, while most people are not involved in concern about the military, the wars we're fighting, or the decision-making about these wars. So, again, programs like this are of utmost importance, and it is really important, and I honor the Vermont Council for doing this, that the issues about war and its wounding are not called mental illnesses and relegated just to the veterans' hospitals and psychological establishment. When we talk about war trauma, it is a war wound, not a mental illness. It reverberates through the family and the community, and it's everybody's concern. And when communities become truly welcoming and honoring and supportive with programs like this, where everybody gets together to talk and share, that brings a great deal of healing and reconciliation. And it doesn't need to be always treated through the hospitals or psychiatric establishments, but rather opened in the community to everybody's involvement.
In opening it to the community, to everybody's involvement, have you found that everybody's in on that conversation, meaning that everybody wants to be in and is willing and ready to have that conversation?
No, on the contrary, and that's a good point. It's often more difficult and therefore more important to prepare and train the community to be able to listen to its warriors. Many people have a reflexive revulsion to hearing war stories, and our veterans continue to protect us by staying silent. They don't want to traumatize the civilians by telling them upsetting stories that they think will hurt them as much as it hurt the warrior to go through the experience. So community preparation is very important. And here again, this lecture and the Vermont series helps because the arts give us a safe meeting ground in between the experience itself and the rest of the world as audience. We can hear in the poem, we can hear in the song, we can see in the artwork what the veteran's soul is trying to express in a way that tends to be a little safer, a little less scary than actually sitting with a survivor and tolerating all of the stories and emotions. So it's very important that community is involved, and as we're saying, they can bring great healing and relief to our veterans. At the same time, the community needs to be really careful and educated and prepared to be able to have these dialogues.
To follow up on that,
yes,
as part of another First Wednesday's talk also happening on April 1st in St. Johnsbury, we're doing a talk on Homer's Odyssey, Narratives of Return for Combat Veterans. So it's mm-hmm. using literature to soften the conversation and broach it. And that's being funded, and this talk is as well, by a program of the National Endowment for the Humanities called Standing Together, the Humanities and the Experience of War. We have another talk as well on May 6th, A Historian's Reflections on War. They're all being funded with that. And we also have a program that's veterans book groups that we started at the VA Medical Center, and it's happening also at the Vet Center in South Burlington, Vermont, and will be happening at Norwich University. And it's book discussions for veterans that have seen combat.
All very important. Dr. Edward Tick, director of the Soldier's Heart Clinic, will be talking about the human face of war, combat, healing, and the humanities on Wednesday, April 1st at 7 o'clock at the Goodrich Memorial Library in Newport, Vermont. For more information, you can visit our website, which has all the links, wamc.org/roundtable, wamc.org/roundtable. And there we do have links to Vermont Humanities as well as Soldier's Heart websites. Ed and Sylvia, thank you so much for joining us this morning and sharing your expertise. It is a great pleasure always to speak to you.
And you as well, Joe. Thank you very much for your support in doing this critical public education together.
Good stuff. Thank you very much to you both. Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.